Last year, weak salmon returns and the pandemic led to a quiet summer at the Excursion Inlet plant. This year, they won't be processing salmon at all. OBI Seafood's public affairs manager, Julianne Curry, says the decision was made based on forecasted salmon returns for this summer.
The company took a really careful look at the state of Alaska salmon run predictions for the 2021 season. And we made the really difficult decision to shut down salmon buying at our XIP, our Excursion Inlet facility, this year.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has forecast a return of 28 million pink salmon to Southeast Alaska. That's a little bit lower than the 10-year average, but better than the most recent years. Salmon runs for other species are forecasted to be below average, particularly the hatchery chum targeted by many Lynn Canal gillnetters. Curry says OBI Seafoods will still be purchasing salmon for their plant in Petersburg while the Excursion Inlet facility is not operating.
Our fishermen who have long-term ties to this facility and the people there really aren't going to notice much, if anything, in terms of service interruption. So Petersburg can handle all of the deliveries that people are looking to make when it comes to the summer salmon season this year. We're planning on still having an incredibly high level of tender support, and we've got some first-rate tenders.
The Excursion Inlet Cannery has provided a source of tax revenue for the Haynesboro for years. Raw fish taxes in Haynes have averaged $231,000 each year over the past 5 years. With the suspension of salmon processing this summer, Haynesboro manager Aleka Fullerton expects only about $35,000 worth of raw fish tax revenue for the next fiscal year. Curry says the suspension of salmon processing in Excursion Inlet is not a permanent decision. The company will reevaluate at the end of the 2021 season. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.